Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the president of UNLV, Neil Symmetres, and plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Chris Wicker, Rue Goodnow, and Mary Lau. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Mark your calendar for Senior Fest, September 6th, Reno Town Mall. Free health screenings, food tastings, resource information. That's Senior Fest, September 6th, 9 to 2, Reno Town Mall. Call 348-0717. Senior Fest is brought to you by these sponsors.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Oh, I've heard some good things about them.
You bet. Employee background check, safety training, claim seminars. Oh, here's the great part. If you have an issue, they work for you, not against you.
Well, sounds perfect. And expensive.
Well, that's the best part. They saved me 25%, and I've heard they saved more for others.
Works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for food, fun, friends, hot slots, and video poker. Join the best slot club in town, the Conductor's Club at the Tamarack Junction, where you can earn free play and comp dollars on over 450 of the latest state-of-the-art slots and video poker machines. Play your favorite games and win cash, comps, free play, and other great prizes. The Tamarack Junction, where locals meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun. Yeah.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Mark your calendar for Senior Fest, September 6th, Reno Town Mall. Free health screenings, food tastings, resource information. That's Senior Fest, September 6th, 9 to 2, Reno Town Mall. Call 348-0717. Senior Fest is brought to you by these sponsors.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are very pleased to welcome for the first time to Nevada Newsmakers the president of UNLV, Neil Symmetres. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir. Thank you for being here.
It's great to be here, Sam.
I wanted to start out, first of all, after what happened at the legislature, what are the differences at UNLV today versus what they were a year ago?
Well, at UNLV, our tuition's more expensive, and we've found that our students are able to take fewer classes. They have a kind of a set budget, and so we're a little worried about that. We find our enrollment is down a little bit. We're not quite sure where the numbers will settle yet as a result of reduced staff, reduced class availability, but also as a result of the higher expense of education. But we're where we're going to be, and hopefully we're at the bottom, and now we're going to start looking up.
As far as enrollment goes, are you surprised that the enrollment is lower? Because I think at UNR, we're seeing a higher enrollment this year.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised. But again, we have a more of a commuter population. It's a first-generation population. They're fairly cost-conscious. They're working to avoid debt while they go to school. And so it's not surprising that with a fixed budget, they're trying to spread their dollars to make their education work, but they don't go quite as far.
Mr. President, as you know, the Nevada legislature cut the higher ed budget from the general fund by about $70 million this year. And going into the legislature, Governor Brian Sandoval wanted to cut it $160 million. And then before Sandoval was elected, the university system feuded with Governor Gibbons. What is it with the university system and our state lawmakers and our governors that seems to be a disconnect?
Well, I don't think anybody devalues higher education in our state. I think that when you take a look at the budgets, we seem to be one of the soft targets as far as cuts are concerned. I'll also say I think that's a big mistake for our state. Clearly, we don't have enough bachelor's degrees in our state. UNR and UNLV have a mission. Our state, well, in the Las Vegas region, about 20% of our student of our population has a bachelor's degree, as opposed to nearly 40% in competitive cities. And this is going to certainly put the brakes on economic diversification unless we can reverse the trend. So investing in research universities and degree production is just good business, and state after state has shown that it's a boon to the economy when you do it. So let's hope we're all on the same page now. We can start building after this very large crunch that we've been through.
One of the things that I was interested in asking you was, how has the business community responded to the budget cuts that you face, and are there particular industries that want to give you more funding privately because of that?
Well, I'm really glad you asked that. I sit on both the Nevada Development Authority and the Las Vegas Chamber. I'm the first academic who's ever sat on the Vegas Chamber, and this year, as a signal change from their previous year's stances, they actually favored taxes to promote higher education and economic diversification. They realize that there won't be economic diversification unless you have strong research universities in our region, whether they're UNR up in Reno or whether it's UNLV down here. And I am very, very gratified by the level of support that we're getting from the business community. And in fact, while I'd love to tell you donations are way up, we have had a couple major gifts. I'm not quite ready to announce them yet, but for example, yesterday, NV Energy gave us another $500,000 to match their first $500,000 gift so that we can produce a solar and renewables miner and a trained workforce to really help provide the workforce that a new renewables industry that's relocating to Las Vegas needs. So we're seeing much more of that. We're seeing a lot of support, and I think the whole world knows they really need to invest in this program in this university if we're going to have a viable economy.
Mr. President, as you know, there's been some issues with pay toward to professors at both ends of the state. Chancellor Dan Klage came on the show about a week ago or so and said that ex-Congresswoman Dina Titus is not the only professor that is paid six figures for teaching one class. This goes back to the legislature and state lawmakers. Do you feel that state lawmakers feel that the university system is a good steward of public money?
Well, I think that it's easy to take one employee out of 800 faculty and point a finger. I think if you look at our faculty, what you really ought to know is that the majority of them are paid right now, according to the last national survey, a little bit below market on a national level. And we compete in a marketplace just like everyone else does, that teaching load, tenure, and all of those things are part of it, and benefits are part of it. So let's review a little bit what we do to try to keep our good faculty here as opposed to having them be poached by other states, which is occurring at UNR, DRI, and UNLV right now at a record clip. We have increased their workload. We have cut their salary. We've dramatically reduced their health care benefits. And in some cases, we've eliminated their departments and their programs. That's a pretty tough retention package. And in my opinion, one of the greatest threats to securing a high-quality higher education system here is to make sure we have great faculty here. So we respond to a marketplace. We do a terrific job with it. We have some faculty who have big paychecks, and I will tell you, they have great national reputations, and they could go almost anywhere they wanted. We are striving to keep our best faculty here. I would also point out that Dina Titus and many others who were here last year are no longer faculty members here as a result of some buyout programs we had. And so we've trimmed down, and we've lost some of the bigger paycheck salaries. But I'll also tell you that as we look forward to our future, we need to find a way we can tell the rest of the country that Nevada higher ed is strong and willing to go forward, and it's a secure place to be. And I'm very concerned with that and faculty morale right now, and we need to do everything we can to let our faculty know this state loves them.
All right, let's take a break. More with the president of UNLV, Neil Samastrask, right after this.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to nevadanewsmakers.com.
Are you tired of check cashing fees, bounce checks, and overdraft fees driving you crazy? Introducing the AccountNow Prepaid Visa Card. AccountNow provides the perfect alternative to a checking account without the hassles and hidden overdraft or bounce check fees.
Before I found AccountNow, payday was a major hassle.
With AccountNow, I don't have to worry about overdraft fees.
With 100% approval and no credit check, call AccountNow today.
Call 1-800-794-3971.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada is a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
When it comes to state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources, like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, Safe Ride Home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the president of UNLV, Neil Samastresk.
Mr. President, as you know, in two nights, the Runnin' Rebels open up the college football season at Wisconsin, and there has been a lot of talk both in Las Vegas and in the halls of the legislature in Carson City about plans to build a on-campus stadium and other amenities, a $1 billion project. Where does this stand? Can this ever get built?
Well, first of all, I'm really confident that we can build it. There's no question that Las Vegas needs a very large event venue, and that the Sam Boyd Stadium, and it's a great stadium, is a bit too far out of town to really attract the kind of business that the city and the core of the Strip needs. So we're working very, very hard on this with our partners, Majestic Realty. In fact, we've been working all summer. We're developing alternative plans, different models. We're pricing things out and trying to really put a bottom line to it and see what combination of taxing authorities that we have fundraising authorities that we have as a state entity combined with what the cost of the venues and the projects are. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised at the alternatives we've come up with, and I think that we're going to be able to do something that helps us keep the NFR, keep the PBR, maybe attract a couple of pro teams, and build an event venue that is a really world-class venue for football to occur on our campus at UNLV. So the UNLV project is alive and well.
I wanted to bring up the NFR, because do you really believe that there's a good chance that they could leave town if we don't move in this direction?
Well, it's funny you should ask. I grew up academically in Arlington, Texas, and my family grew up there. I lived there many, many years, and so when the Dallas Cowboys Stadium comes along and everyone says, you know, Jerry's going to take all of our events away from us, if you've been in that stadium, it seats about 100,000. You watch whatever's going on TV. It's not a very intimate arena, and it's in Arlington. And as much as I love my old hometown in Texas, if I have a choice of spending a weekend in Las Vegas or a weekend in sleepy little Arlington, I'm picking Las Vegas every single time. So I think as long as we can provide a good venue and make sure that that event is profitable here, that we're going to be able to retain the business because people just love to come to Las Vegas.
Let me also ask you, I remember several years ago, before your term here at UNLV, Alan Feldman of MGM Resorts International Now, talking about having a stadium but also having a whole lifestyle complex built around that stadium that would include residences, would include shopping, restaurants. Is that still the plan?
Well, that certainly is the plan for the UNLV Now project. In fact, if you've seen Staples Center and LA Live, we would do the same thing, but it would be integrated into a campus community. And if you think about it, that would make us absolutely unique in colleges and universities around the country. So we're really excited about the transformational effects it could have. And frankly, with state revenues the way they are to higher education, it's incumbent on us, and I hope our state legislators, to help us become more entrepreneurial and to find new revenue streams so that we can continue to educate the students of Nevada.
Okay, Mr. President, as you know, Dave Rice takes over as the UNLV basketball coach. Now, UNLV basketball is the most visible program in the state. Nevada's only big-time national champion. So how important is it for Coach Rice to have a winning team when it comes to overall fundraising for the university?
Well, you know, both in terms of funding and in terms of student recruitment, we find that Runnin' Rebel basketball is very, very important. The year we hit the Sweet 16 a few years back under Lon Kruger, we had the largest number of applicants we'd had for quite a while. So we know that when our national profile is raised by our athletics programs, it's really good for business and it's good for our students. You should know we attract students from 50 states and 70 countries, and the interest levels really rise when we make pass the first round in the NCAA. Two ways. I am really confident in David Rice's recruiting. Has been fantastic with Stacy Augman and Justin Hudson on board. We've got a great crew, so I'm going to get way out on a limb here. I think we have a good chance to win the Mountain West this year, and I'd like to see us go past the first round of the NCAAs. That's a big challenge for a new coach, but I think he's up to the task. And next year, the way the recruiting class is looking, I think the sky's the limit. I'm very, very excited about Rebel basketball this year. Let's say this to be fair. We're still building in football. Building in football is a little bit more challenging. Right now, we've got a good freshman-sophomore core with a smattering of strong juniors and seniors. I think by next year, you're going to see a real turnaround for Rebel football, too. Bobby Houck's a good coach.
No pressure on the coach there. All right. Thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it. We look forward to you coming back on the program. So much more to talk to you about. Thank you, sir. And we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI water and sewer companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard. While biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Oh, I've heard some good things about them.
You bet. Employee background check, safety training, claim seminars. Oh, here's the great part. If you have an issue, they work for you, not against you.
Well, sounds perfect. And expensive.
Well, that's the best part. They saved me 25%, and I've heard they saved more for others.
Works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for food, fun, friends, hot slots, and video poker. Join the best slot club in town, the Conductors Club at the Tamarack Junction, where you can earn free play and comp dollars on over 450 of the latest state-of-the-art slots and video poker machines. Play your favorite games and win cash, comps, free play, and other great prizes. The Tamarack Junction, where locals meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Murray Lau is here, the President and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. Chris Wicker is a spokesman for the Washoe Dems. And Ruth Goodnow is attorney with Parsons, Bell & Latimer. Last week, your organization, Retail Association of Nevada, put out a thing concerning taxes and e-commerce. Would you like to tell us a little bit about this?
Well, as you probably remember, we had an amendment that we wanted to put in our bill last session that just allowed for the taxes to be collected and stuff, because what's happened throughout the states, and it goes back years ago into what's called the Quill decision and stuff, is the people that are selling, like the Amazon.coms and stuff like this, have gotten rulings based on catalog sales years ago, that if you don't have Nexus, you don't have to collect the tax. Well, that means the consumer is responsible for the tax. For the state of Nevada, that was $56 million estimated very conservatively now, and you talk about education funding, and up to $300 million when they get it federally done, because that would be any and all sales coming in. Because all that we were asking for is to have them collect the tax that is currently due. Because the public doesn't realize the tax is due to them. But this is the first time in years since the Quill decision that the federal government now has a bill in both houses, too, because it's about $8.6 billion that various states are losing. So at the same time that they're looking for places for taxes, they're not able to collect the taxes that are actually due on items purchased.
Well, Chris, companies like Amazon are saying, you know, if you impose this, we're going to take our business out of your state or not build new businesses in the state.
Well, I don't believe them. I think that our retail establishments are extremely important to the people in this community, and to have them suffer under this kind of inequality in expenses, where local retail establishments have to charge the tax and the internet providers like Amazon don't have to, then that's extremely unfair and ought to be taken care of. And I don't, if Amazon threatens to go out of Nevada, I suppose that's a possibility because Nevada is a small state. But I have a feeling that a lot of states are going to take the same position, and Amazon can't stop doing business in a bunch of states.
What they actually do, and excuse me for jumping in, Chris, but what they actually do is they have affiliates in the various states, and then they'll close down their affiliate program. So if I have Mary's Candle Shop in Sparks, Nevada, they'll turn around and say, I'm sorry, but we're not going to sell your candles anymore. So they punish the local retailers.
The Quill decision was a good reference. This is a complex area because of the Commerce Clause. A state can't tax commerce that doesn't take place within its borders, I mean, real simply. And so, you know, this adjustment in our taxation framework is something that we're going to have to, it's going to have to be very narrowly tailored to economic activity that occurs here, because Nevada can't tax economic activity that goes on in another state.
If I can change the subject for a minute, Chris, I wanted to ask you yesterday, Kate Marshall, who's running in the special election for the open seat of the 2nd U.S. House District, she brought in Maryland Congressman Steny Hoyer, the second ranking Democrat in the House. Some polls, one poll had Mark Amity, the Republican, up by 13 points, and another poll had Amity and Marshall separated by 1 point. Where do you see this CD2 election, special election, standing right now?
Well, I think that clearly, if you look at just numbers, that Marshall is the underdog in the race. But we have a special election, and it's all going to depend on turnout. And I think the 1 point poll tried to analyze people that they predicted would actually turn out to vote in the special election. And I think the 13 point poll tried to analyze a typical voter population. I think the reality is nobody really knows who's going to turn out. And I think for the special election, it's even more important than usual that it all depends who comes out and votes. But I think Marshall's within shooting range.
A very optimistic point of view there, sir. You know, why do you think there's so much apathy in this race?
Well, I think that it could have something to do with the short term of this special election. You know, they're going to have to right away turn around and run again. That could have something to do with it. It came up rather suddenly, and that could have something to do with it as well. I think all of Chris's points were correct. I'm just not sure about the degree. I think Amade probably has vastly the upper hand in this election, but we'll see. I think that may have something to do with it as well. People kind of understand that he's probably going to come out on top.
Turnout,
but special elections are always low voter turnout. They're between 20 and 30. That you can't get around that number. And the Daily Kos poll may have been doing their modeling, but I've used Glenn Bolger for years. And we did not commission that poll, but we use Glenn Bolger for everything. And he is always right on, and his modeling will include the low voter turnout and what they're doing. And he will go back through, and those are the type of people he will poll. He's just not going to poll people we registered to vote.
When we had the 2008 election with Obama on the ballot, we saw an interesting thing, which was after the voters for the president, there was a big drop-off in voting for down-ticket candidates, and this is really a very important position for the people in Nevada, but it is not the president of the United States.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Are you tired of check cashing fees, bounce checks, and overdraft fees driving you crazy? Introducing the AccountNow prepaid Visa card. AccountNow provides the perfect alternative to a checking account without the hassles and hidden overdraft or bounce check fees.
Before I found AccountNow, payday was a major hassle.
With AccountNow, I don't have to worry about overdraft fees.
With 100% approval and no credit check, call AccountNow today.
Call 1-800-794-3971.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
When it comes to state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. Coming up this week, Governor Brian Sandoval right here. See you then.